Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in Mayor Corruption County, Arizona, and time for your weekly trifecta. Noon with Michelle on the Everything Home Dog Radio Show. We're your censorship-free safe space sanctuary, speakeasy for patriots. Everything's home. Our motivated Monday live studio audience is ready to finish Join Together June strong with some incredible tips and takeaways from our guests to grow their businesses, enhance the quality of their lives, and make a difference, especially in their communities. Put on your common sense caps with the people. Grab your pen and paper for all of the quality content you're about to hear. Let's reconnect to make your life, your business, and this country better. Today's topics on episode 229, business reboot, save America, social media, VAs, motivation, detox from COVID tests, border crisis help, and special guest Mike Miller with Warriors for Ranchers, fresh off the border. Delivered by our partners at the Everything Home, Socially Conscious Referral Network, and Marketplace. They're good people. Doing good business and good things.
Are you ready?
Today's lineup, Drew Stevens, Revenue and Business Turnaround Specialist, Raj Dorasamy, Organizing Patriots to Take Action and Save America, Nicole Housen, Scale Your Business Without Burnout by Hiring Virtual Assistants, Eli Marcus, How to Master and Perfect Your Life, and Sherry Kalbaum. Did you know that the most carcinogenic chemical in America is sprayed on the COVID test swabs? She's going to show you how to detox from it and save your life. And our special guest, sitting shotgun at Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox at 1 p.m., Mike Miller, founder of Warriors for Ranchers. His grassroots organization is providing help to families who have been affected by the border crisis, and they've taken a stand to fight against child sex trafficking. So be sure to stick around for the second hour of the show. Facts, truth, take action, items, resources, and a curse, a little entertainment. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more information on today's guests, their websites, their shows, and everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. One location for all the information, the ultimate resource platform. Bookmark it, make it your new homepage. Start your day with everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. We're your censorship-free safe space sanctuary, speakeasy for patriots, and we're live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific time. Five guests with seven-minute segments and special guests for the deeper dive session on Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox during the second hour of the show. You can listen live, everythinghomelive.com, everythinghomelive.com, and the link is also at the very top of our home page. Number one, breaking news, Comrade Gwada Kamala Harris on that heels up, Harris.
We are going to the border. We've been to the border. So this whole thing about the border, we've been to the border. We've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
That is correct. On Friday, she pretended to go to the border. She went to El Paso, and the closest she got to the border was the land port, which is nowhere near the border. And the Biden admin is also asking certain Border Patrol chiefs to resign so they can bring in their new crew and flood our country with illegal aliens for their human trafficking inventory. Number two, the Make-A-Wish Foundation is requiring all children who have their wish to be granted, they need to be vaccinated. You know, these kids already have a terminally ill disease, and now you're forcing them to get an experimental non-vaccine that will kill them sooner? Number three in the College World Series, the four players on the North Carolina State team that tested positive for COVID were vaccinated. And all of the non-vaccinated players tested negative, but they weren't allowed to play in the game. Remember, it's not a vaccine, but an experimental biological agent with mRNA and nanotechnology tracking devices, operating systems, fetal tissue from aborted babies. And the name of the patent is Luciferase.
Things that make you go
It's June 28th, day 469, 15 days to slow the spread. Yes, that's correct. It's day 469 of 15 days to slow the spread.
Snap out of it.
It's time to rip off those dirty masks. I really hope you're not wearing them. They don't work. They actually make you sick. And are a symbolism of control and tyranny. Just say no to the vaccine. It will kill you. Go to your next school board meeting. Go to your city council meeting. Reclaim your freedoms. Go back to normal. Take action to stand up to the Nazi regime. It's only going to get worse. Get involved today. Stop acting like we, the sheep, will take back your country and reopen America 100%.
Monday, Monday. So good to me. Monday morning.
Now it's time to meet the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Today's topics on episode 229, Business Reboot, Save America, Social Media, VAs, Motivation, Detox from COVID Tests, Border Crisis Help, and special guest Mike Miller with Warriors for a Rancher.
Let's get ready to rumble!
First up is Drew Stevens. He's an author, revenue, and business turnaround specialist, and the founder of Stevens Performance Group. He works with founders and senior leaders of middle market organizations that struggle and transforms them into thriving businesses. Audience, big round of applause for a new partner. Hey, Drew, how are you today?
I'm wonderful, Michelle. How are you?
I am excellent. It is Monday. I am fired up to hear how we can transform, reboot some of these businesses today. And welcome to our Patriotic Purpose-Driven Resource Platform. Great to have you.
Great to be here. Thank you so much.
So tell us a little bit about you, the company, and then let's dive into some tips for the audience.
Absolutely. I have my business now for about 30 years. I originally started in on the revenue side, helping provide sales and marketing to organizations. And then at one particular point, decided to go out on my own. And for the last 27 years, I've worked with small and middle-sized businesses, their senior leaders and their founders, restructuring the business, turning it around, and making them thriving businesses.
I'm sure you've been very busy the past 15 months, unfortunately.
Very much so. That is true.
Oh, man. So at least are you seeing some hope on the horizon? I mean, the economic news, not so great. You know, they're making a mess of things.
There's a lot of
there's some hope, right?
There absolutely is. The good thing is that a lot of what I do happens to work on the economic side. So I am seeing some robust increases in businesses. Many individuals, especially small businesses today, are struggling with finding the right help. A lot of the things that the politicians are saying are absolutely ridiculous. But the fact is that they are struggling with help just the same. However, people are starting to make incomes, especially after 3, 6, 9, even a year and a half of being closed. And now that the states are opening again, we are starting to see that robustness again, which is great to see.
Are you working with any businesses that are in the supply chain by any chance?
When I first got into the pandemic, I actually did. And some of those were just really huffing and puffing to make it through. Some, unfortunately, did not. I had, in addition to supply chain, I even had restaurateurs that just died on the vine after 4, 5, 6 months. Unfortunately, a lot of people had to because they either were lacking the income that they needed in order to keep the business afloat. And on the supply chain, they did not have any inventory. What we tried to do was teach them how to pivot. And a few of them were able to do that. And so what they wound up doing was getting rid of things that were not saleable and actually selling PPE equipment or hand sanitizing equipment. One of them made almost seven times as much money with hand sanitization than they did with selling bar equipment years prior.
It's crazy. But, you know, it's the innovation of the American entrepreneur is just unbelievable when it comes to persistence and creativity. And then, of course, determination to just not give up.
And, you know, that's what I keep teaching people today. You know, if we've learned anything about business and if I can mentor and coach and supervise those individuals, it's two things that they have to have. Number one is tenacity, because you always have to know that you're going to have to seasonally adjust in business. And there's always going to be risk. So you have to have that tenacity to mitigate through that risk. But the other thing that you have to be thinking about as well is how to pivot. Every individual in this world has had to pivot. They've had to come up. If they were not able to go back to their original jobs, or even the company was not able to offer its main produces or services, then what we had to say was, you know what? We got to pivot. We got to look at it from a different perspective. And those that were able to create that change are the ones that are thriving right now.
So for the businesses that aren't thriving, or maybe they're doing well, but they know that they can do better, to have the most effective experience with you or even prepare for a phone conversation, what should they be doing? What should they be evaluating so they can come to the table and really make the most out of that time?
Michelle, great question. What I have is a program that I offer called Business Killers. And what I say is that there's 12 items that actually kill your business. But to answer your question more succinctly, especially with the way you positioned it, is that there are three things that I need to know from that particular business owner and how to help their business. Number one, are they creating community? In other words, are they marketing the business that individuals in the community understand who they are and are fans of the business itself? Number two, is the business being financially prudent? In other words, is there a number that the business owner has when they open the door every morning that they have a goal for? And believe it or not, almost 87% of most business owners I speak with do not have that number. Last but not least.
It's high number.
Yeah,
I knew that too. Yeah. Oh, I just wanted to comment that I knew the number was going to be very high, but I didn't expect it to be 87%.
It's a high number, Michelle. I'll tell you what, I'll stay on this point before number three, and that is because I was with a gentleman who owns his own business here in St. Louis. His dad started the business. It's a jewelry business. First question out of the gate to Craig was, what is the number that you need to open the store with every day? And he looked at me after 35 years of being in business and said, heck if I know. So I said, wait a minute. When you put the key in the tumbler, you have no idea how much jewelry you have to sell and what your cost of goods is for your profit margin. He said, Drew, nope, I've never operated that way. And up until the time I've met you, I did not need to know how.
Well, he probably did. He just was coasting. He was coasting, which a lot of people have been doing, and they really could be optimizing their entire business by just knowing more about their business. It's like going to play a sport and you don't have the rule book. So you're thinking you're playing baseball, but it's really football.
Absolutely, Michelle. And, you know, it's unfortunate, but at this point alone, you know, COVID was devastating to the entire world. I've had people that have passed away, that I know that have passed away from it, others who have unfortunately had it, and thankfully they're better now health-wise. But the fact is that when we look at it from this perspective in business, many businesses out there, and I'm still trying to find the statistic, but I can tell you 400,000 businesses closed. I don't know out of that 400,000 what the statistic is, but I can tell you that more than 60% of those had less than 2 to 3 weeks worth of business expenses in their checking account. And if that's the case, what happened in COVID, but you were not a smart business owner, only because you need 6 months to a year, maybe a year and a half, because every business is going to have a problem, and you need to put money away for it.
Yeah, and if you're going to start one, you better be prepared. Give number three real quick.
Yep, and that's customer service. If the purpose of business is not the customer, and you're in it just for profit, you're just in it for money, you're going to kill your business. The best businesses thrive because they have great customer service.
These are great tips. And, you know, at this point, we're almost halfway through the year, and it's important for people to reevaluate and really figure out what they're doing, why they're doing it. You know, you said it's not about making money. How are you going to stand out from your competition if you're just trying to make a buck? It doesn't work anymore, not in this environment, that's for sure. Drew, give your website, would you?
Absolutely. It's www.drew-stevens.com, drew-stevens.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much. You are a very smart man. 30 years of experience. Can't go wrong with that. We'd love to have you back on and become a partner on our platform. So make sure you jump on for July. And welcome. Thank you so much, Drew. You're a good guy.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you for having me. It's been a joy.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Drew Stevens, who knew? So much information, a lot of things you got to think about with your business. Hopefully this year was a wake-up call for those that are able to survive it. And congratulations for all of you that did. My heart goes out to everyone that didn't. And, you know, that 400,000 number is probably much higher than that. I don't want to go there about our political propaganda pandemic. It's 12:17. Just real quick before I bring up my next guest, Raj Doraisamy. Just wanted to say thank you for everyone who's been listening live and all the downloads. The numbers are really off the charts. Make sure you join our community. Follow us on the social media. And, of course, subscribe on your favorite podcast player so you never miss an episode. And if you want to subscribe on the Rumble, you won't necessarily always get the notifications because they like to censor. They don't strike. They just don't notify. But it's the best that we got for now. But we're working on other resources, because the show is about three to four shows a week. And, of course, our newsletter, that's how we get around our censorship. But please share this platform, this show, with all of your contacts, your family, your friends, tons of free resources to grow their business, enhance the quality of their life, and make a difference, especially in their communities. Literally, when I say one location for all the information, it's all there. Just go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. And on the homepage, you'll see pretty big graphics to listen live, to get the links for all of the social media. And of course, you can subscribe to the newsletter, lower right-hand corner of every page, and even on your phone. In the most recent episode, scroll across the screen so you have it right there. And there's a player on the homepage so you can listen to any of the shows that we've got. All right, let me bring on my next guest. He is one of our platinum partners, Raj Doraisamy, the founder of Defend Our Union. They're organizing patriots and providing take action resources. He's one of my faves. Audience, big round of applause for Raj. Raj, how are you today?
I am doing great, Michelle. How are you today?
I'm good. I always love talking to you. I love talking to you on the phone. You just inspire me. You get me motivated. You get me all fired up. It's just a pleasure. So thanks for being a great
Michelle,
platinum partner.
My goodness, I feel the same way. I'm so excited to talk with you again. It feels like it's been forever. It feels like so many things have happened since our last conversation. So just great to reconnect.
And you have a lot of things brewing in the hopper. I check out your posts. I check out your website. But first, I want to play the original soundbite of how I found you on the War Room.
Okay.
And for those of you that don't know,
I was hoping you'd do that.
I'm
going to
do it right now.
I
pulled it up.
So great.
It's only like, it's a half a minute. It's not a big deal. So, but the awesome part is when I met him in person in Tulsa, Oklahoma, in the media room, he was talking to a group of us, and he was just explaining something. And I'm like, God, that voice is so familiar. Why is that voice familiar? I'm thinking, sounds like that guy Raj Doraisamy that I'm going to start stalking because I want him on my show. And then, oh my God, it was him. All right, listen to the soundbite.
We are responsible where we are now. We've got to take ownership of that. We've got to stop. We've got to go action, action, action. I'm the guy that's not has not been politically active, been busy with my family, my business, my work. But when things happened on January 6th, that fateful day in Washington, the entire planet shifted. And so I, as an individual, went from being kind of passive, not interested, too busy, to completely invested in stopping what is happening here. And that's the key, by collaborating strategically on certain action items.
I will let you take it from there, because that's what you've created, an amazing organization.
Well, Michelle, it's so great, because, you know, that day you're talking about in Tulsa, I also met with our mutual friend, Jen Charlton, and Deb Priedis. And just a side note, if anyone's watching this show and you're in the influencing arena, meaning you love what Michelle's doing because you can see the impact she's making, and you're at some stage of wanting to also make a difference by using your voice, whether it be written or video or what have you, we have something for you. We're actually putting together a network of influencers, and Michelle's a big part of that. She is making her business savvy and our process available to especially up-and-coming influencers. But you can get connected with us on that. I'll talk a little bit about that. But when you mentioned the Tulsa thing, I wanted to get that out there, because I know, Michelle, I know that there are people that listen to your show that are thinking, I need to do that, or they're already doing some version of that, and when they watch you, they get inspired to up their game, because your stuff is so informative and it's entertainment at the same time. That's that magic combo that you do so well. But you know what I want to also want to update your viewers on, Michelle, is something we did about 3 weeks ago. This is so exciting, so exciting. So before I get into that, if you're watching this and you're listening to this and you want to get involved in defending your community, I mean, two super easy ways for you to do it. One, text the word defend to 474747. Text the word defend to 474747, or go to www.defendourunion.org/get involved. www.defendourunion.org/get involved. And why would you do that? Well, you would do that if you see stuff going on in your community, whether it be your school, your law enforcement, your businesses, health freedom, vaccines. If you see stuff and you're like, man, this should not be going this way, you can see clearly that what's happening in your community is not American. It's something else. You may not know what it is, but you know it's not American. It doesn't honor people's individual rights and freedoms. If you are that person, you're the person text the word defend or go to their website, because that'll get you connected to organizations in your area that are getting stuff done. It'll get you connected to resources that we have available, like Michelle's various tools that she's got. And this radio show is just one of the many things that she's got going. But that's that piece. The thing I want to really get over to you, I need to get to it right now, else I'm not going to get to it, and that is, Michelle, we did something called a Defend Challenge. Have you heard of something called a Defend Challenge before, Michelle?
No. Only, of course, you have to come up with something totally unique. So tell us about it. Of course.
Okay.
Expect nothing less.
Well, listen. I had not heard of a Defend Challenge until this came up. So one of the guys on my team, his name is Michael Domeratius. We call him Ninja Mike because he's that good. He is just this awesome marketer, awesome trainer, awesome knowledge disseminator. So he and I are talking, and he said, Raj, we need a defense challenge. I'm like, okay, what did that be, Mike? So here's what we did, Michelle. This was free. It was, and if you're listening to the show, you probably heard of challenges before, like a health and fitness challenge, you know, mm-hmm. challenge to lose weight, or challenge to detox, or challenge to get better at photography. Well, this was the Defend Challenge. So it was 5 days, Monday through Friday, free. Each day was just 45 minutes. So, you know, anyone can fit it in. Now, this challenge is over, but you need to listen to the rest of the end of this interview, because there's something. If you're watching this or listening.
We're cutting in and out. Like the most important. The most important part of the interview, and we lose him. Oh, See, this is what happened. This is censorship, people. Speaking of censorship, real quick, when President Trump did his rally over the weekend, just before he came on, all the cell phone towers shut down, and the feed for the video was very, very like grainy, and it was inconsistent. I think that was by design. Ah, Raj is back. All right, Raj,
wow,
let's try that again.
You,
I told
your,
you.
Your show is hot. It's so hot, the cell towers can't even handle it.
No, they just shut you down, dude. They shut you down. They said he's just about to tell them the secret on how to save this country. Dang.
Well, we're back because you can't put the Michelle network down. So, okay. So day one, 45 minutes. What did we do? We showed people how to build their list. This is where it all starts, because if you're listening to this program and you're like, man, what's happening around me shouldn't be this way. What's your first step? First step is build your list. So on 45 minutes, we work with people, how to build a list. People you know, either people maybe from your church, from your golf club, from your sports group, from your business, wherever. We showed you how to build a list. This is a list of patriots that you can call upon. Second day. Where to meet. Now, you may be in a place like Florida where it's pretty lax, or you may be a place like Hawaii where it's locked down so tight with communistic type, barbaric type rules and regulations. You walk outside your door without a mask, you get $5,000 fine, even if you're outdoors. You could be somewhere, anywhere in the middle there. Yeah, crazy stuff. Oh, crazy. Can you believe it? In the United States of America, can you believe it? I can't believe it. But anyway, we let it happen. Well, this is why we didn't defend challenge. So, on day number two, where to meet? Because even if you're in a lockdown area, there are places you can still meet that still comply with your local laws and so on and so forth. So that's day two. Day three, what do we go on day three? Where to get resources? Because you might be a patriot, you might care, you might be passionate, but you may or may not have critical information with which to move your group forward. So we showed you where to get that information on day three. Day four, how to build and manage your team. Because listen, folks, you're watching this. Look at Michelle's network. I mean, you can see she's always promoting the team. She's building a team. She's recruiting team members. She's empowering team members. She's providing resources. It's all about the team. If you're a Christian like I am, I would just say it's all about the body. If you're not a Christian but you're a sports person, hey, you don't get a touchdown without a team. You got to have different players, different skill sets. So day four, how to build the team. Ooh, this part. When you have teams,
hey, Raj,
you have people.
Raj,
yeah.
Raj, I'm short on time because I want to keep it tight today. You want to come back at about 1:35? Do you have time to come back?
Well, how long
we
is that
finish?
From now? I'm at 3:30.
It's like an hour and 10 minutes. Hour and 10 minutes.
Okay. Sounds good. Awesome.
Come back at about 1:35 and we'll finish this up and we'll get them all fired up, because after they hear about the border, because the guest at 1 o'clock, okay. Mike Miller, just came from down there. I guarantee you they're just going to be enraged that they need to defend this union. So, yes, come back on and we'll finish up. Awesome.
Awesome,
thank
Michelle.
You,
thanks,
friend.
Man. Always good to talk to you. Bye.
You too. Bye. You too. Oh, how exciting. He's coming back. We're going to finish that up. I'm telling you, once you hear about the border, you guys are going to explode. All right, let me bring on my next guest. So I was going to keep it tight today. My next guest is another new partner on our patriotic, purpose-driven resource platform. I'm kind of whispering like Joe Biden does. Why does he do that? Because he's a pedophile. Yeah, I think that's what he does. He leans in and snips their hair. It's crazy. My next guest is Nicole Housen. She is the founder of AIM Social Media Marketing and is helping social media managers and businesses scale without burnout by bringing her team of virtual assistants to the rescue. She's got her cape on today. Audience, big round of applause. Nicole, how are you and welcome?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm good. You're in Canada, is that right?
I am.
So you guys are just under some crazy restrictions and lockdowns still, right? Isn't that what's going on up there?
Yep, exactly.
That's insane. Insane. Well, are you guys at least trying to stand up and fight back? Or when someone does that, they get thrown in jail like the Pastor Artur Pawlowski?
Yeah, I mean, I work from home. I just try to keep my head down. Theratrol. That's my symbol.
Not bad. Oh, my goodness. All right, but let's talk social media. Let's talk virtual assistants, making our lives easier because, you know, the world is virtual. You've got to have a virtual presence. You've got to be constantly promoting. And really, nowadays, you've got to know what you're doing. So briefly tell us a little bit about you, the company, and then let's kind of give them some tips so they can do something as soon as they finish listening to the show.
Yeah, so I started my business 7 years ago. I started off as a social media manager. Last year, I decided I wanted to do virtual assistants as well, which was the best thing that I ever could have done. My business exploded. I went from me to having a team of 17. We love our clients. They're amazing. We had our biggest month yet this month, and it's just mind-blowing how fast things keep growing, and we get to work with all these amazing people. So it's so much fun.
Oh, good for you. I'm very impressed. It's a big team. It's a lot of babysitting. But you know what? If everybody's a little bit more independent, which, you know, the good thing about a VA is when you find the right VA, it's like magic because they can really make your life easier and they really work on their own. So you don't have to do as much babysitting sometimes as maybe an actual employee. Would you say that's about pretty accurate?
Absolutely. That's 100% it.
So tell us, give us a couple tips about social media and then maybe some ideas on what somebody can do to get prepared to bring on a VA, because you just can't hire somebody. It doesn't work like that. You've got to have your stuff together, your stiff together.
Yeah. Absolutely. So yeah, so in terms of tips, one of the things that I hear all the time from people is I don't have time, which I mean, I think everybody could use that as an excuse at times. And so one of the things I'd like to do is figure out what can we do within the time that we have. And I mean, hiring a team will save you that time for sure. But they don't always have the resources to do everything that they want to do. So one of the things that I like to do with my clients is determine what platforms we actually need to be on. It's fun to be on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, and all the other platforms. But it might not be necessary to be on all of those platforms. So talking mm-hmm. to them and figuring out where the best place would be to do that, and then really focus on that and build that up. And then you can always add more later on. And so we love doing that. And then really thinking about consistency as another part of that. So the more consistent you are on social media, the better. The algorithms love it. So Facebook will push your content out more when you're being consistent, but people don't forget about you either. I literally last week, I talk about consistency all the time, and a online marketer that I used to follow, I loved her. She hadn't emailed me in 2 years, and she emailed me, and I was like, oh, who is this? I had no idea who it mm-hmm. was in my inbox. And I was like, oh my gosh. And so I figured out who it was. And I was like, you know what? Like, I'm not invested in this anymore. And I unsubscribed. And that's exactly what happens when you aren't being consistent. People will unfollow or they'll stop paying attention because they don't remember you or they're not invested in your story anymore. So focusing on that's going to be really important.
So what about exposure? And what I mean by that is my situation is, years ago, you'd say it's unique. Now it's a little bit commonplace. And we're getting shadow banned. We get censored. Like, yeah, just because sure. the post is there and I have 5,000 friends, Facebook might only show it to 2 because they don't like me, which it is what it is. But is there a way that someone can kind of get around that? Is there some engagement things that they can do in order to try to get their post seen more?
Yeah, so the more engaging your posts are, the more people will see it. The more people comment on it, the more people, your posts will show up in more people's timelines. And so one of the things we like to do is really make sure when you're creating content, is it share-worthy? Like, is somebody going to share this because it's so great? Or are they going to comment on it? And those are the two that we really focus on. If you can create content that somebody's like, oh my gosh, I have to comment and participate in this, or I need to share this with somebody else, that's when you're going to see the best results. We try to keep that mindset when we are creating content for our clients and for ourselves.
So share and comment. It needs to be share and comment worthy And then, of course, you as the poster or the person who has the account, you should be sharing and commenting on others so that you constantly pop up in their feed. Okay. So real quick about the VAs. Mention how that works with your business.
Yeah, so I have a team of 17, like I said. We all have our different tasks. And so one of the things I do when I'm hiring team members is figure out where they're really good at or what they're really good at. So we have some people on our team that are copywriters, some that are graphic designers. I have a full-time VA and a personal assistant, and they both were chosen because they met all the criteria of what I was looking for in a person. And so finding the right person isn't always the easiest. I've had a few that just didn't work out, and it happened. But one of the things that I really like to do is do a little bit of a trial project. And I always pay my potential team members for the trial project. I'm not going to make them work for free. I'm not a fan of people doing that, but I will have them do something and be like, okay, you know what? This works or this doesn't work, and get a good feel for somebody ahead of time instead of being like, yeah, here's everything. And then you find out a week in that you're like, this was not what I thought it was going to be at all.
Yeah, that's just it's what happens. You want to give your website real quick so people can get more information? And also, give me a ballpark on a budget. Like, what should people be prepared? Because I want to eliminate the barriers for entry for everyone to take their business to the next level.
Sure, yeah. So in terms of pricing, it really depends on the VA that you're hiring and what you want done. But you're looking usually around $800 to $1,000 a month.
Okay.
So, and that's for, anyway, so that's your.
Yeah, no, just give them a ballpark. They got to have something to go with. You can't make a plan if you have a, you know, you don't know where to go. So that's a start. Okay. And then give the website.
The website's readyaimsocial.com. So AIM is AIM.
Well, welcome to our Patriotic Purpose Driven platform, Nicole. It's nice to have you, and I want to make sure that you jump on the calendar for July so we can give them some more tips and make their lives easier, get their business going, getting it going and growing. So thank you and welcome.
Thank you.
Social media, everybody, you got to outsource this stuff because it's just, as she said, people said they don't have time. That's what people are good. You know, they're on social media all the time, finding their businesses. And also, there are 100, how many partners we have now? We have 193 partners on our platform, and there's 460 of these live segments to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. So I highly encourage you to go listen to any of them. You can go to everything, homeresourceplatform.com, click the Take Action tab. You know, the Take Action tab has everything. A lot of the pages on the website are connected, but I've put literally everything under that Take Action tab, and you're going to scroll. There's a lot. So go to the Purpose Driven Partners live segment, and then you're going to just scroll for whatever topic you need. There's a big graphic, and underneath that in the show notes is the name of the guest and also their company names next to that, and I put it in blue. So when you click on it, it goes directly to their website. So you can listen to the episode directly there on the website. And you can then get connected to these businesses. A lot of them have their own shows and free resources. And of course, if you want to have a further conversation, we're going to give you a little VIP treatment. You tell them that you heard them on this show, Everything Home. Our partners are always taking care of our community. And you can go check that out. And if you want to listen to any of their shows and other shows that I listen to and future partners that we have, you can find that under the Take Action tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, and just click the must listen to. I kept it simple. Must listen to. And there's a ton of shows on there. This is the ones you're going to get the truth. You're going to get great information. You know, the messages that matter from the people you need to know about. Important stuff. Importante stuff. All right. My next guest, Eli Marcus. I'm just not recognizing the phone number. So, all right, this is the first time I've ever done this. I'm going blind, guys. So I'm going to bring him on, and if it's not Eli, I got other things to share with you, but this is what happens on a live show. It is what it is. What are you going to do? All right. Oh, the unknown. I hate doing that, but all right. That's why I've done it before. We're going to give it a try. So my next guest is Eli Marcus. He's a motivational speaker, professional mentor coach, and host of The Motivational Show. Today, he's going to talk about how to master and perfect your life. And his show is all about having top experts, motivators, book authors, and celebs to do that. It's actually a really great show. I encourage you to listen to it. It's going to be listed on our Must Listen two-page action tab. So, audience, big round of applause for Eli Marcus. So is that you, Eli, in my queue?
It's me, the one and only, Michelle.
Well, the number was different than the one I had, so I'm like, all right, well, we're just going to give it a shot here. Hopefully it is Eli, and if not, well, we're going to meet a new friend.
Well, I'm gonna motivate and inspire everybody, so you'll know it's me.
All right, awesome. So, yes, motivation, as I was mentioning with the guest, Drew Stevens, in the first spot. We're halfway through the year. We've talked about it before. It's time to get motivated for your life, for your business, for everything. You know, the world's changing. We need to make it worth our while. Like, why are we here? Let's get motivated. So what are we going to share today?
Well, the first thing about getting motivated is every day that you wake up with a smile on your face, you wake up energized, and you wake up looking forward to creating something new. And every single day you should have at least 1% improvement, something that you made a goal on that you're going to make a difference. You know, you cannot have a groundhog kind of day. You have to make sure that you've set in place goals. And the way to do that is just write it down, put it on your refrigerator, put it in your bathroom mirror so that you're accountable to yourself, because so many people have goals and they make New Year's resolutions and they go to the gym, and guess what? By January 20th, they're no longer going to that gym because they're not reminding themselves and they're not holding themselves accountable and they don't have a mentor or a coach. So get yourself a mentor or a coach. That's rule number one.
Yeah, it's really, really important. And a lot of people forget that, and they always have, you know, they always the excuse, well, I can't afford it. Sometimes you gotta give and take. You gotta prioritize things, because if you can't get to the next level to grow the business or something in your life that you want to happen, it might make sense to bring on an expert that helps you do that. So is there something that people should say, or is there kind of like a phrase that you encourage them to reflect on during the day, especially when that, you know, that monkey noise comes rattling around where you're getting frustrated and you're just about to run down that really nasty rabbit hole where the whole day is going to start to go sideways?
Well, you know, of course, there's that monkey mind that you're referring to. And I think, first of all, people have to think of gratitude. They have to realize that they've been given so much on this planet. And if you don't have gratitude, everything's going to frustrate you. And, you know, I worked one time with a gentleman who wrote one of the most classic books ever done. It was called Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. And what was really fascinating was his subtitle, "And It's All Small Stuff." So if you remind yourself that it's all small stuff, and this too shall pass, and there's just a temporary block, then you realize that, you know, as long as you're willing to get off that canvas every time you get knocked down, we all get knocked down, you know, it's going to be fine. So, yeah, it's okay to be a little bit frustrated. It's not okay to be consumed with the frustration, because all of us have 100 challenges during the day. Nobody's special. Nobody has a monopoly on frustration or challenge. You just have to fight through. You have to be bigger than your challenge. Bigger than your challenge.
So a lot of the times what I've found, time, it's kind of just popped in there. People have time management issues. And what would you suggest in order to kind of get a little bit more control of their time so they really focus on inspiring themselves, being more motivated, and allowing their day to have more of that motivation goal? Do you have anything for that?
Yeah, the challenge is that, you know, we are being constantly bombarded with things that distract us. And things called social media, things called the news, things called, you know, anything that takes us away from our primary objective. And it's real easy to get distracted, you know. We're even distracted by food. So you have to make a commitment to yourself to take the five most important things and put it on paper, etch it in stone, put it on your computer, and make sure that those five things have to get done. They are your non-negotiables. Every day I have what's called a non-negotiable list. And the first thing I do in the morning, non-negotiable, is I drink water. The second thing I do is exercise. The third thing I do is I have a certain client I must get back to because they're top on my priority list. And now there's a lot of things that are going to distract me. There's phone calls I didn't expect. There's things on social media that might tempt me. But none of that's paying the bills. So you have to make sure, get to your non-negotiables, make a non-negotiable list.
I love that idea. And of course, we're big proponents of writing things down, taking out that pen and paper and writing it down, because it actually does change the way that your brain processes things. And it's almost like imprints it in there. So definitely pen and paper, everybody. And of course, don't forget to never take off your common sense cap. That'll help when you're writing stuff down. What else did you want to share with them today to really inspire them to get motivated? I mean, I'm in Arizona. I'll give you a heads up. I'm in Arizona. It's like 140 degrees here in the summer. So that slows down people's motivation, even though you're inside most of the time. But, you know, for some of these people that are, you know, they want to blame, the weather, right? That's why they're not motivated. Is there something else that you can kind of just get them to get their,
yes,
wrap their heads around?
Yes, you speak of the weather. Two of my best days were in a blizzard, and the other best day was in Arizona when it was 118 degrees in Phoenix, Arizona. And so, you know, you can find excuses for why you're not going to do things, why you're going to put things off. You're looking for the perfect situation, the perfect information, the perfect day. There is no such thing. The perfect day is today. The perfect time to start something is now. The perfect time to get anything going is when you think of it. You don't allow all the conditions around you to dictate that, because what happens in your exterior should have nothing to do, should have no bearing on what goes into your inner mind. So you are ready right now. If you have any goal, any thought, anything that excites you, you have already been ready. You just got to get moving. Don't wait for all the pieces to fall in place, because they're not going to all fall in place until you get started. You have to trust the process. Trust in yourself. And when you trust in yourself, the universe will bring things, you know, they call that the law of attraction, right?
Mm-hmm.
The universe,
yeah,
will bring people and things and converge in your favor.
Yeah, I think that's great advice. It's a great reminder. And it's something almost, people need to hear that literally every day. Because, and the best part is once you go into that mode and you see results, you just go, oh my God, why didn't I do this sooner? Why didn't I do this more often? Why did I wait so long? So it's just almost like that light bulb moment. And it's magical when it happens. So everyone should listen to that little bit of advice literally every day. And it will change your life. Eli, give your website and plug your show, would you?
Yeah, my website is elimarcussuccess.com. That's elimarcussuccess.com. And on there you can actually get a hold of all of my podcasts. My podcast is called The Motivation Show, where I interview world-class experts and people who are really good at what they do, like you, Michelle.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. You're welcome to come back next month.
Can't wait.
Just a little, you got to just say something nice and boom, it's no problem. You know, you're welcome every single month. You just don't have to say the nice stuff. You're too good at what you do, and we need to get that information out to more people so they can grow their business, enhance the quality of their life, and make a difference, especially in their communities. So thank you, Eli, for being a great partner, and we will talk to you in July.
Thank you, Michelle. Have a blessed day.
You too. All right, real quick before I bring my next guest, because I got a little bit I don't want to talk time. All right, remember, we're not going to talk time. We're just going to focus, because I got breaking news you got to hear. Whoa, that was loud. Sorry about that. Number four on the breaking news. Breaking news number four. Arizona citizens can stop the border crisis and the illegal alien trafficking at the Phoenix area hotels. There's still time for everyone to sign that e-sign to corrective action notices that our partner, Patty Porter, was talking about last week on episode 227. And you can email them in. They're going to be hand-delivered, a big pile over to Governor Doug Ducey. really bad guy. All the details are located on our petitions page under the Take Action tab on the website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Everyone in the state needs to sign it. And it is a way that we can have our voices be heard. She's going to come back on this week. I think we're going to try to get her on Friday. She can tell you what happened when she went down to the border for the big event that was put on by Marianne Mendoza, one of our platinum partners over at Angel Families and Angel Moms. Keep in mind, the petition takes you 5 minutes, and I think your freedom is worth 5 minutes of your time. And number five, the fourth quarter of last year, Nike made $2 billion from China. And the other day, the CEO said, Nike is a Chinese company. Yeah, he said that. Said they're a Chinese company, so don't support them and stop buying their products. Just do it. And number six today is Mr. Pillow Mike Lindell's birthday. Happy birthday to our favorite freedom fighter. And to celebrate, he's offering his incredibly comfortable Giza sheets. I have them. They literally are much, much more comfortable than the most expensive sheets I've bought. His sheets, you can get them for as low as $49.99. You just got to use the promo code HOME, H-O-M-E, which is our promo code. There's a lot of other amazing sales on his products. They've got pillows, bedding, towels, slippers. There's actually 110 different products. You can visit mypillow.com directly. Use our promo code HOME, H-O-M-E, for all the deals. And remember, he's part of our marketplace. He's donating 20% of your total purchase to our nonprofit partners supporting vets, pets, kids, and freedom. Of course, check out our marketplace tab where 2 to 20% of your total purchase on 57 well-known websites and brands are donated nonprofits. And you never pay more than if you went to the websites directly. And there's the marketplace tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Check out the marketplace tab. We are adding new nonprofits. This thing is going to be huge. Community power philanthropy. Buy the things that you normally buy. Just go through our website. The Marketplace tab at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. And we're going to make a difference in people's lives. So let's join together, buy some quality products and make your life better and help the community all at the same time. MyPillow.com, promo code HOME. All right, 1252. Oops. Damn. I went over. I wasn't supposed to do that. This is our new guest. This is our new partner, Sherry Kalbaum. Wait till you hear what she's going to talk about today. This is importante. She's an author, detox expert, and she's better known as the Juice Lady. And today she is going to share some life-saving information about ethylene oxide, which is sprayed on the useless COVID test swabs, on every single one of them. And it also just happens to be the most carcinogenic chemical in America. You think that was by design, everybody? Audience, big round of applause for Sherry. Sherry, welcome to our Patriotic Purpose Driven Resource Platform, and you are a true patriot because you're trying to heal people that have been exposed to a very carcinogenic substance.
When oh, I saw that, my
I just
goodness.
Went unbelievable.
Yes. Hi, Michelle. It's so nice Hi. To meet you online and all your beautiful audience, and I'm here to alert people for that innocent-looking little test swab that looks like a Q-tip. It's got mm-hmm. ethylene oxide on it. And on the packaging, it says sterile EO in little print, of course, and no one knows what that means, but EO stands for ethylene oxide. So why in the world is it there in the first place? So many people have asked me, well, they use ethylene oxide in hospitals to sterilize medical equipment, but it is never to be used on anything that comes in contact with the person's face, and I would say with their skin, because Washington State Labor and Industry warned people that ethylene oxide should not be used to sterilize face respirators, because it is extremely hazardous. I'm just reading a quote here. It's a toxic yeah. chemical that poses a severe risk to human health. And what kind of risk is it? Well, there are all these studies, like the EPA has done studies, saying it's highly carcinogenic. It can cause cancer. Rats and mice studies when those little critters were exposed to it, they got lung and brain tumors, uterine cancers, cancer of the connective tissue. They had more miscarriages and more breathing problems. So here we are. If you're testing for COVID, you've already got maybe a breathing problem. Now you're putting this little swab that's sprayed with EO way up into your nostrils. That's the long test swab, you know, that they poked way up in the nose into that little narrow passage with all those little tiny blood vessels. Well, mm-hmm. that stuff's going right into your body. It's up near the blood-brain barrier. It's probably going right past that blood-brain barrier into your brain. And I first heard about this when I listened to an interview with a man that was talking about his friend's dad who had just died of brain bleed, and they couldn't figure out why on earth he would die of a brain bleed. There was nothing wrong with his brain. He had been going in for tests and procedures for a completely different part of his body, but he had to keep getting that COVID test every time he went for a procedure. And they figured out finally it had to be the EO, ethylene oxide, sprayed on that test swab tip that had done that. Of course, you can't prove it. You know, it's so hard to prove anything right now. But they strongly believe that that was it. So that alerted me, and I started doing my research because I have a Master's of Science degree, and my specialty is nutrition. But I love to look at all of this stuff, this toxic stuff that is making people sick, and figure out what do we do about it now that it's in our system, right? What do we do about it? So I've put together a bunch of little remedies that you can do at home to detox your body. But first, I want to just back up and say, what do you do if somebody demands that you have to have a COVID test, right? Because people still are having to get them. So first off, you can ask for the saliva test, the little tubes that people spit in. Those are not dangerous. There's nothing wrong with those. Why they don't use those in the first place is beyond me, because there's no danger at all. But if they don't have it, won't provide it for you, then the next best thing is the shorter swab that just goes in the lower part of the nostril. And then after you've had that test, go home as soon as you can and use a neti pot with a salt water solution. Rinse out your nostrils. Put in some vitamin E oil. Vitamin E is a wonderful antioxidant. Antioxidants bind to toxins and carry them out of the body so that they don't harm us. And so that is maybe your best defense right off, and then do some detox remedies. So it looks like we have just a few minutes. I can go over a few of these, and all of them are exciting to me because they work. So detox baths, you can use things like bentonite clay, baking soda, sea salt, Epsom salts, apple cider vinegar, all in various combos. You can combine them together. And anything that I say and you go, what was that? I need to hear that again. You can go to my website, juiceladyinfo.com, and I've got this all in a little booklet you can download for free. So one of the other things I wanted to talk about before I get into specific supplement and remedies is sleep. Sleep helps you detox your brain, and they've found in research lying on your side helps you more than if you're lying on your back.
Oh, good.
And if you can't sleep well, I've got a bunch of remedies for that too, but I don't have time to go over all those today. But let's get into some of the supplements that you can take. Potassium sulfate is wonderful to help you detox your brain. And you can get that at health food stores, places like Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Highlands, Cali, K-A-L-I, Sulf, S-U-L-P-H, number 7, is wonderful to help detox the brain. Sulfur is wonderful to repair DNA. It's a component of glutathione, and glutathione is one of your key nutrients in detoxing the liver. And a lot of these dangerous and horrible chemicals go to our liver and get stored there. So we want to do all that we can to detox our liver. Calcium D-glucarate supports the liver, binds to toxins, and helps eliminate them. blue flag root. That's something very few people have heard about, but you can find it online. You can order it. Pine needle tea is something that's kind of catching on these days. Lots of people are recommending it. It does help you detox, and it has a lot of antioxidants in it. And then, I want to talk about activated charcoal. It helps to bind chemicals and carry them out of the body. And you were asking me, what do people do if they have food poisoning?
Yeah, just make it quick. I got a minute. I got a minute for you.
Activated charcoal. And so, and along with that, apple pectin fiber. Both of those are wonderful if you have food poisoning and also if you've been exposed to toxic chemicals. And drink tons of water. You know, when people get food poisoning, they go, oh, I don't want to throw up anymore. I'm not drinking any more water. It's the worst thing you can do. You can end up in an emergency totally dehydrated. So drink water. And if you're detoxing, if you're trying to get chemicals out of your body, drink water. And it's hot right now and you need more water anyway. So about double up your water, I would say.
Yeah, amazing. The miracle of water. Who knew,
yes.
Right? God's gift to the planet Earth. Who knew? Who knew? Give your website one more time, would you, Sherry?
Come visit me, juiceladyinfo.com, and you can download the free booklet on ethylene oxide and detoxing.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to definitely download that. I encourage others to do the same. Make sure you jump on the calendar for next month because we're God only knows what's going to happen in 30 days from now. I don't even want to think about it. But you will provide some tips so we can get through it. So thank you, Sherry.
I will. I would love to. Thank you for your beautiful show and all the work you're doing for all of us here in Arizona in particular.
You're welcome. I appreciate that, Sherry. And welcome to our Patriotic Purpose-Driven Resource Platform. You're going to be a great addition. I love these health people. They're going to get us back on track. So thank you, Sherry. Have a great week. And we'll talk to you next month.
Thank you. You too. Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you. 101. All right. Before we bring in our next guest, I did want to let you guys know that according to Lee Dundas, the attorney, you know, the one that started the viral sensation because she was telling the Orange County, California board to go pound sand, vaccines, masks, and PCR tests are considered experimental use protocol under the Emergency Use Authorization Act and cannot be mandated. All of these institutions, these businesses, the government does not care about the laws, and they're making you do these things anyway. So according to Tom Renz, the attorney, the America's attorney, you know, he works with America's Frontline Doctors and also Make Americans Free Again, our buddy Dr. Pam Popper, and that was episode 214. Tom Renz was on episode 226, and he says, basically, you know, it's up to you. What are you going to do? You might just have to quit your job. That's what they're forcing you to do, whether it's the tests or the vaccines. You're going to kind of put your health first and put your priorities first. If you can sue them, you can sue them. But, yeah, they're all violating the law. Just want to make that clear. They're violating the law. They're violating the Constitution. But they're doing it, and they're getting away with it. Just keep that in mind. You're going to have, as he said, just say no. Just say no, like Nancy Reagan. Just say no to drugs. All right, real quick. I want your business tip for today. We're going to give Mike Miller some more time because he's got too much to share today. But I got to give you a business tip since we're talking some biz today. We're going to get you on track here. Let's get down to business. All right. As I mentioned earlier in the show, there's 3 days left in our Join Together June. So what you need to do is you need to perfect your elevator speech. You need to make two of them, 15 seconds and 30 seconds. And what you're going to do, because we were talking about all these tips to get reconnected with our contacts, right? We're going to actually pick up the phone. So first, I want you to send out emails to 20 of those contacts that you're supposed to have been reconnected with over the past couple of weeks. And if you haven't done it yet, that's okay. Perfect reason today. So you're going to send emails to 20 key contacts that you have. And you're going to reconnect. And then tomorrow morning, you're going to call all 20 of them and then see what happens. I think you can handle it from there. And as interesting that we had a conversation earlier today, Drew Stevens, and he was talking about different tips. And he says, you know, you need to create your community. People need to be a priority. Your customer service needs to be a priority. It needs to be more than just making money in your business. You need to have a purpose. You need to be purpose driven. Aha. Guess what we've got? We've got our purpose driven resource, right? Remember a program? Promise for a purpose. Take a listen. But this is exactly what Drew was talking about. And it's everything done for you. We'll take care of it all. And then, of course, you're going to be a great partner on our platform. Incredible branding. Incredible opportunity for businesses.
Promos for a purpose.com.
Did you know 63% of consumers prefer to buy from purpose-driven brands and businesses that reflect their own values, beliefs, and support charitable causes? Promos for a Purpose provides business owners with ways to support worthy causes and promote their brands at the same time with its comprehensive done-for-you marketing and media program. Visit www.promosforapurpose.com for more information.
Promos for a Purpose.com.
Promos for a Purpose helps you stand out from your competition and stay top of mind by promoting your purpose made easy. It's our Everything Done For You purpose-driven business partnership and marketing experience, which provides small business owners, entrepreneurs, service providers, and corporations with ways to support charitable causes and promote their brands at the same time. Promos for a Purpose gives your brand something to believe in and makes it easier than ever to join this new purpose-driven model and movement, which is transforming how businesses operate, market, and serve customers, clients, and the community. Just click the Promos for a Purpose tab on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, to get all the information. We'd love for you to become a part of our community as a purpose-driven business so we can help you grow and share why you are the best at what you do. It's time your story is heard. Now, it's time for Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox. Wait till you hear who the guest is.
This is Everything Home's special segment. Messages that matter from people you need to know about. Heroes, do-gooders, and purpose-driven patriots. Offering tips, solutions, inspiration, and entertainment. They truly are good people doing good business and good things. Here's your host, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Enjoy the show.
Joining me and shitting. I just say that here. Joining me and sitting shotgun is a very special guest. This is a good guy. This is a good man. We had a nice conversation last week. Oh, you're going to love him. Mike Miller. He's the founder of Warriors for Ranchers, and he's also a retired United States Air Force veteran. We love our vets. Thank you for your service, Mike. And he has served this country, and he's not stopping just because he's out of the Air Force. He founded Warriors for Ranchers, which is a grassroots organization that provides help to families who've been affected by the border crisis. They've also taken a stand to fight against child sex trafficking. Fresh off the border, audience, big round of applause for Mr. Mike Miller. Mike, welcome.
Thank you so much.
How are you?
Thank you so much. It's nice to be on your show, Michelle, and I'm honored to be in your presence today.
You always say the nicest things. It's like, I want to talk to you once a day. Get my day started. Get my
you
day started with Mike.
Give me a call.
So before you tell everybody what you've been doing for the past couple of days, let them know about yourself and Warriors for Ranchers and how that all came about.
Absolutely. So we had a hunting ranch here in Texas. And 10 years ago, it was a Christian retreat center. And as you and I spoke before, this place was created for people to find Christ. And after 10 years of doing that, the minister got sick and the family put their property up for sale. And about 2 years ago, we decided to create Rancho Rio Lindo, a hunting property where families could come and make memories. Fathers and daughters and fathers and sons and mothers and daughters and mothers and sons could come and make memories with their kids and hunt and teach a life lesson. And during this time, we had a change of administration. And illegal immigrants have crossed our Texas state borders in the past, but it was nothing like it has since the Biden administration's taken over. And I had three different instances that were life-threatening. The first instance was when we had text messaging my wife at the gate at the ranch. It was a long day, and I had two illegal immigrants try to hijack my truck. One ran to the driver's side or passenger side door. The second guy running around to the driver's side door with something long in his hand, and I wasn't going to stick around to figure out what that was. And I hit the gas, and I actually could not remember at the time how to shift my truck because I was so intimidated by what was happening. You have to put your foot on the brake. And during times of crisis like this, you tend to forget some of the simplest things. And then I realized how to shift it in gear, called Border Patrol. They didn't catch the guys, but they managed to make it to our cabins, and they got to our freezer and broke our freezer, and they left remnants of them being there. The second one was we had some customers at the property. We had taken an animal to taxidermy because once they shoot an animal, we take it to meat processing, and then we take it to taxidermy. I come back to witness a guy from the Honduras trying to break into a cabin with my family in there. And, of course, the very first thing that comes across your mind is this guy armed and is my life in danger. And I witnessed that he didn't have a weapon. I calmed him down. I actually took the humanitarian approach, and I fed him and hydrated him. And as he was drinking fluids and eating, he asked me electrical. Because we couldn't, there was a language barrier. I couldn't speak his language, but I knew he wanted to charge his cell phone. And at the time of doing so, I realized there was a map on his cell phone, and that was to the coyote. And these are the guys that are picking them up and transporting them somewhere else. He actually had six more people with him. And so the Border Patrol was called while he was eating. They detained him, but we had two loaded 308s on the table. So he could have slaughtered my family if he had found the weapons first. So it was quite intimidating there. The third one was when they fired rounds at me. We have four culverts under a railroad near our property, and I was driving pretty fast in a UTV with the cottonseed and hay in the back. And probably the scariest moment of my life, even fighting overseas, was when I was at this ranch and somebody fired a three-shot round burst at me. And I'm thinking they didn't lead me with the shot or they would have killed me. But if I would have had passengers on the buggy, they would have definitely killed them. Calls were made to Border Patrol, and that particular incident was not reported because it was made on a cell phone, and they didn't catch the individual. And according to Border Patrol, you have to have an AI that had a weapon or a truck or detain the individual for that to be reported, and they told me I should have called the Sheriff's Department. So the U.S. Customs Office called me in to a meeting before they had a town hall and asked me if I would speak in front of all these people. So the reason I founded Warriors for Ranchers was at that town hall. When I stood up, I looked around and I saw all the people. I saw eyes welling up with tears. Everybody feels like they just don't have rights because these individuals are being given so much when they come here. And I just felt God's soft voice say, I need you to be a voice for all these people. So my family and I decided to form Warriors for Ranchers. We are a nonprofit grassroots organization. We are raising awareness about the border crisis. We're raising funds for crisis relief. And now we have taken a stand for child sex trafficking. So there you have it.
Wow. People need to hear more stories like what you experienced, because what they're seeing on the media, what they're seeing on social media, you know, it was a little kid, he was crying, he was by himself, but yet all of the people that you see coming across are really white shirts. They got new shiny cell phones. They got real pretty, fancy white sneakers and, backpacks, all this kind of stuff. They all look very healthy. They don't certainly look like they've been walking for a couple thousand miles. And, some of the ladies have on makeup and jewelry, and you just go, what is going on? And people need to hear the real stories. You know, it's just,
I'm here to tell it. There's a reason all that's there.
It's all by design. It's all by design.
I actually what's that?
That's the sad. It's all by design. That's the sad part. You know,
the most orchestrated crime in the history of America, Michelle.
It's sad.
Yeah. So I actually went down to Del Rio, and as you know, the Biden administration appointed Raul Ortiz as the new chief of Border Patrol for the entire United States of America. And we had an exchange because I'm sitting at this meeting and I'm listening to all the cover-up taking place. I brought people from South Carolina and I brought people from Oregon, people that are very influential in our country. They were in that meeting. And they got a chance to not only see what he said, but to hear his response to my questions. And my questions were this, is why is it that our government is hiding and concealing the fact that the cartel is who's transporting these people? They'll talk about the cartel, but they didn't talk about it in depth. They were saying they didn't come through the port of entry because they knew they would get caught, so they're doing it somewhere else. When I got up, I said, let's rearrange that thinking. How about tell the American people that the cartel is smuggling them across the Rio Grande River on private properties, and the cartel's within 10 feet of the United States soil. And my exact question is, why can't I jump in, pull the guy into Texas state soil, and handcuff him? Ortiz's response is, why would you do that? My response is, that's what a man would do. That's because that's what a man in uniform who serves his country and defends and secures his borders, that's what he would do. And that's also because that would stop that man from raping another woman for the rest of his life or hurting a little kid or selling children into child sex trafficking. That's what would happen if you stopped that man from doing what he's doing. Instead, I was basically ridiculed in front of 100 people for wanting to fight for my country. And in a man in his position, you would think that's what he should be doing.
And that's the scary part. The people that are now in these leadership roles, they're not leaders, they're in a leadership role, they don't feel like the way you and I feel. They feel just the opposite. So, you know, you got to get to the point where regardless of your position, I mean, if you truly disagreed and you can't quit because you don't want to get another job, right? You need to, you kind of need to stand up for what under the law and what's right and wrong. And that's what's happening with a lot of these police officers. Say, for example, here in Scottsdale, Arizona, Tempe, Chandler, where these police officers are arresting moms and parents that are going to city council meetings, that are going to board meetings for the school. And if they're videotaping, they're threatening to arrest them, or they have arrested them. And they are also, if you don't put the mask on, they're saying, well, we're gonna arrest you if you don't put the mask on, or if you don't leave immediately to a public open forum, which you have every right to be at. That's the whole point of them. So it makes you question, and of course, even our hotels here, our illegal alien sex trafficking hotels that we have, where they're bringing in all these bodies and then they're keeping them there nice and cozy and nice air conditioning for 72 hours and then shipping them off.
That.
Yeah. Just give me a second here. So then they're shipping them off all over the country. And there's so many layers of security that are at these hotels at every level. I mean, Department of Justice, and you've got immigration, you've got ICE there, you've got private security. And you also have the City of Scottsdale Police Department, which I live in Scottsdale. I'm paying taxes so that my taxes are going to that. So it's almost to the point where when you have these situations, you've got to question the integrity and the intentions of the police officers or the security personnel that's there and saying, you know, this is against the law. This is ethically and morally wrong, but you're doing nothing about it, or you're going and arresting a mom or another parent. Where is your values to stand up? You know, and you think, I think that's going to be the next conversation. Oh God, I hate using that. That's going to be the next topic that's going to be on the forefront, is where is the priorities of the law enforcement when they should be protecting the citizens of the United States? Do you want to comment on that, on how that all transpired with your response or your conversation you had with officials down there when you said, dude, what are you doing? This, you're breaking the law, but yes, I know you were told to do it, but there's a point there where you just got to stick up and say no.
I'm going to tell you, on both sides of the spectrum, it's tough for these guys. Our state patrol that's down there, these folks are doing everything that they can to help. I mean, they're there 12-hour shifts. They're just doing their job. But the Biden administration has gag ordered the Border Patrol, so they can literally lose their job for talking out against this. And that is not a joke. They can. They will lose their job. They can't comment to media. They won't talk about it. But a select few has come forward to me and said, in my mind, this is still America. And they go, you know what's hard, Mike, is this. They said, we have a very spread-thin organization right now, and the amount of immigrants crossing our border is more than we have ever seen. We will have had 2.5 million illegal immigrants come into our border this year. And we have hundreds of thousands of immigrants that have come across that have been detected but not detained. All the numbers that we are seeing are who's been detained. 2,000% more of these illegal immigrants are sex offenders. So sexual crime is going to go up. These illegal immigrants are part of a bigger picture. They're being used as a deterrent. And well, you might ask, well, how are they being used as a deterrent? If we are having to supply manpower to sections of the border where all these people are coming through in the masses, while our Border Patrol and State Patrol are busy, the drug cartels are moving stuff through other areas. That's why they're being used as a deterrent. Our sheriff departments that have very low manpower are getting fraudulent phone calls and being dispatched to areas where there's nothing there. And that's being done so drug cartels can move things when these people are going. I just got a phone call from Dehanus, Texas yesterday. Here's a new latest that's happening. You probably remember the game people played with navigation called geocaching, where you follow a map to a specific place and there's like a prize there when you get there.
It's like a scavenger
what
hunt.
What the smugglers are doing, they created their own app, and I'm still trying to get the name of it, and they are hiding camouflage jars. This lady found one of these jars near her property. It led them to women and children who were waiting, who were being smuggled, and there are navigational coordinates in these jars. So once they get to that jar, this is how they're staying off the internet. This is how they are trying to create a new method for smuggling. And these coordinates are being given to give them a place to either take them to a stash house or to the sex child trafficking rings. As more details unfold on this, you and I can have another show in the future and do an update. But this was someone that just called me. The State Patrol was at her house with Border Patrol, and they found one of these camouflage jars. These people are not ignorant. They are very smart, and they are constantly looking for new ways. This is a $22 million a day business. So to answer your question about law enforcement, these folks stand behind that badge, but their hands are tied. And as these immigrants cross the border, our State Patrol is there to intercept them. Border Patrol puts a green bracelet on them to show they are now in custody of Border Patrol. They're being bused to hotels. They're given a $1,400 debit card. Sources have told me they're getting brand new cell phones and game consoles to keep them busy at the hotel. They're being flown to a city near you. Now, Michelle, if you and I go to the airport, we have to go through TSA. These folks are circumventing TSA, and they're getting put right on the plane with no government ID. We don't know who's coming through.
They don't care. They don't care who is coming through. And the amount of benefits is just absolutely ridiculous. And I want people to kind of get their arms around what you were saying about the cartels. And hopefully many people are aware of this operation. It is very calculated. It is a big business. And it's not just the cartels. You got other countries that are involved in this. You have politicians. There's politicians that are involved with this. You've got all your NGOs, which we're not big fans of those. You've got the Catholic religion involved with this. So you've got a big business with multiple layers, like in these hotels. The hotels, the contract here in Arizona is $625 million. And I'm sure Texas it's much higher. And those are the only states that we've heard of because, of course, they don't make a big announcement. It just kind of leaks out. That's how we found out about them here. And you're talking, at that point, billions of dollars to aid and expedite the process of bringing these illegal aliens into our country. That is just going to be not only dangerous, but devastating, because then they're distributing them all over the country. And keep in mind, these illegal aliens aren't, they're like inventory, right? As I said earlier, they're human trafficking inventory, but they're also like a product, and they're just like a commodity. So it's thousands
they're
of dollars.
Voters.
They don't need to put it this way. They don't need the votes because they've rigged the machines.
Yeah,
they don't need to go ahead and they don't need any more voters because they play with the machines and make phantom and fake voters anyway. So they got that taken care of. But as far as the money, it costs thousands of dollars for them to come across. So most of them don't have thousands of dollars, and the cartels are running the border.
5,000 to 11,000 per person, Michelle. So a group of
but they have to work it off. That's what I want people to understand. They have to work it off. Well, how do you work
that off?
Here for free. They have to work it off, and that's where the sex trafficking industry, the human trafficking industry, is part of the game, because then they could work off their debt to these cartels. And that's really happening. I've interviewed two different sheriffs, Sheriff Mark Lamb and Sheriff Mark Daniels. He's actually the sheriff of Cochise County, Arizona. He's literally at the border. It was episode 225 for those of you who want to tune into that and get a real dose of reality. But, you know, it's interesting about that. He had said that according to his numbers and his technology that he's using of these gotaways or getaways, he's estimating 5 million people will be coming across the border over this next, during 2021. So it's going to be worse.
That's a very, very real statement. I was basing mine on before Title 42 is dropped. So when Title 42 is dropped, all these folks from El Salvador, the Honduras, and Guatemala who have had COVID restrictions will now be coming across. So if we're going through hundreds a day coming across, which we've had thousands a day, now it's going to be multiple thousands a day crossing.
And there's just no, as you mentioned, they're short on the staff for the Border Patrol, and they don't have, they need support. They're not getting it. The National Reserves should be there in the tens of thousands. Obviously, it's not.
Right.
And depending on what state you're in, Texas at least is doing certain things. Arizona is literally doing hardly anything because our governor, Doug Ducey, wants these bodies in. So he wants them to be part of it because he's getting money from the federal government to be part of this distribution system. You know, it's a supply chain. He's getting money for that. So, and Florida is doing at least sending some support, but it's not enough. I mean, you know, you're sending, if you're even sending 100, that's not enough. You're talking, these guys are outnumbered, not to mention if they're working ridiculous amounts of hours, then it's a little tiring, right? Because don't forget the guys, they're outside. But as Sheriff Mark Daniels had said, and you mentioned this too, you know, they'll do the distraction. They'll go ahead and they'll put the adults and the kids together, so then they have to go over and deal with that, and that's really not the Border Patrol person's job. And meanwhile, drugs are running through the other avenues, and 50% of all the drugs in the United States come through the Arizona. So it is just a disaster, a recipe for disaster, and we're living through it, and it's only going to get worse. Only going to get worse.
Let's talk about the sheer havoc that Texas is getting from this. At the border there at the Rio Grande River and Eagle Pass and McAllen, where the family units are crossing, that's where they're turning themselves in to State Patrol and then getting processed to Border Patrol. The smugglers and the drug runners, that's a different story. There's been more stolen vehicles in Texas than I've ever seen in my life. They are stealing vehicles. They are remanufacturing, redesigning the interiors of these to smuggle more drugs, smuggle more people. We've seen as many as 20 people in a pickup truck that is in the back cab and loaded in the bed. These officers are pulling up to catch these guys, and they're jumping out, and they're getting major injuries. They've had folks sent to ICU. They've had many people die. In utility trucks, they'll take a small woman, and they'll put her on the bottom, stack all these men on her, and she will die of suffocation. In Goliad County, they have found a body that was thrown on the roadside that died from suffocation. The amount of death is not being reported.
No.
Texas is getting hotter. So when we're out reporting these things and getting data, we're drinking, 8 to 12 bottles of water a day to survive. Most of these illegal immigrants are relying on windmill water, whatever hydration they can get, and oftentimes they're taking pseudoephedrine, which helps deplete their water stores faster, and they're dying of dehydration. Multiple hunting ranches have found dead bodies on their property. But these smugglers hit fences and gates at 60 miles an hour. They've ran over cattle, so we have ranchers that have dead animals on the ground. And there's no crisis relief for this. So I founded Warriors for Ranchers to help support crisis relief and get people's fences mended and try to get – I'm actually looking right now to replace some animals that were killed and talking to the right people to get some calves so that they can replace the animals that they have. Until we can get state funding and federal funding, which I doubt we're even going to get, to help give them what they need. Even at the state level right now, I brought individuals who have a plan to protect and secure our Texas state borders. And I'm sad to report that Governor Abbott denied funding for it. This is a plan by professionals who can help secure our border, and they have every ounce of manpower to do it. And he declined to fund it. It went through a county court, and that made it to the governor, and he declined funding. Why? Why don't we want to support and defend our Constitution and secure our borders, which is his duty as a governor? Makes me really sad to report that, but it's true as of this last week. The amount of break-ins of homes is unreal. All the ranches around us are for sale right now. Our property's for sale. We're losing our livelihood. And these families are scared to sleep. I talked to a sheriff at lunch this last week. He served as a sheriff for 35 years. I'm not going to drop his name. But he lives on a ranch, and he's very back of the ranch. And he says as sheriff, he takes three things to bed. He takes his reading glasses, himself, and his pistol. He said a pistol is always part of who he is as a sheriff. But he said he always took it to bed, but he never felt like he needed to have it so close until now. This is a man that served law enforcement. These are words coming out of his mouth because you don't feel safe in these areas sleeping in your bed. Nobody, nobody should feel the sense of fear in their home. But the folks in South Texas do. And that is because we feel like we have no rights. And the amount of rights these people are being given are crazy. I'm being heard they're building them condominium homes and putting them in them. I have heard that they've given some of them auto vouchers to buy vehicles. Until I can vet that information, but it was recently told me this week, and it made my mind explode, but it was an illegal immigrant, had a nice truck, and he reportedly told these people that he was given an auto voucher because his family owned a business that he gave up to come to America because the Biden administration told him there was a better opportunity here. And I do want to say this. 80 people from Venezuela crossed the border in Rio Grande River. We asked them in Spanish why. And they all said because the Biden administration offered them a better opportunity. They are coming here because they are being influenced.
Mm-hmm. You know, you said you feel like you don't have any rights. And it's sad to say you don't. So you have citizens all across the country, and especially in these hot areas that are right there at the border, they don't have rights. We don't have rights. We do not live in a free country. Because these issues should not be happening. But then our elected elites, you know, the people in leadership positions, even the good ones like Abbott, basically just turned his back on every citizen of Texas and said, no, you guys have a great solution. I'm not going to give you the money, but I'm going to give the money to illegal aliens. So, you know, the corruption runs deep, everybody. And, you know, we always say three things. Either you're corrupt, you're compromised, you're part of the problem. And sometimes it's all three. So when they don't stand up for the law or the citizens, when the Constitution actually does require them to protect this country from invasion, then, you know, there's another agenda. There's an ulterior motive. And as I mentioned earlier, Patty Porter's group is doing those corrective action notices. And I'll share something. And I want you to absorb this, Mike, because it's something that you guys should be considering implementing. Because these corrective notices state all the information that's in the Constitution in order for the elected elites and, of course, the sheriffs to implement and follow the law to protect the citizens, and they are above the federal government. Because the excuse here in Arizona, which this is, I want to know this is what you're getting, the excuse here, Patty and a couple of her group, grassroots group members, went down to the border event that was on Friday. She talked to a couple of the sheriffs, and they said, well, our attorneys told us there's nothing we can do and it's a federal issue. Well, that's actually not correct. We've been talking about that on the show. Again, the issue, the episode with Patty is something you might want to listen to. It's episode 227, where we talk about this in detail. And sure. These attorneys are actually incorrect. That's not what the law is. That's not what the Constitution is. So part of the problem is what the attorneys are being told to tell the sheriffs, and the sheriffs then feel that they're helpless because the law is not in their favor when it's just the opposite, but they actually have the ability to shut down the borders immediately and arrest these people because they're following the Constitution. And that's what these notices remind them of. That. That's why I wanted everyone to go sign them in Arizona. I'm going to send it to you. So you have it, Mike. It's something that you guys might want to do too, because the law is on our side. And until we make that Absolutely. Very apparent to the powers that be, then this is going to keep happening. And we can't,
well, for you
we can't
to know
afford
this,
it in
I
so many ways.
I met with the county attorney and the sheriff. And the county and the attorney and sheriff met with my team, and my team took it to the circuit court, and it went through the judge, and the judge approved it. But the funding that's needed for this operation to take place is not there. And I can't speak on exactly what it is, but I will tell you this. It will help a county that has unsecured borders tighten them up very rapidly, and it will deter the cartel from doing any more damage to that community. People said, well, do you think that the cartel is going to circumvent that? Absolutely they are. But when they do, that's when you do it in the next county and the next mm-hmm. county and the next county. And when you do that, that's like putting Doberman pinschers in your yard. Sooner or later, people are not going to want to go to your yard no more. And that's exactly what this plan's like. It is enforcing security. And because they're not funding it, we will soon need to probably look in other realms to get this funded.
You know what, Mike? I just thought of something. Last week, yes, there was all of this negotiating and talking and voting in the swamp there in D.C. about an infrastructure sure. bill. An infrastructure bill. Of course, they said they had bipartisan support, which just means rhinos. That doesn't mean real Republicans. Conservative people sure. who believe in this country. So bipartisan is not a real word to use anymore, because you can't call Romney no. anybody that cares about this country. So, you know, I was thinking it's infrastructure. Well, border sure sounds like infrastructure. The fences that all of you guys have on your ranches that are being destroyed. So not only are they having these illegals pour in on their private properties and stealing things and breaking into their homes or God forbid, violating the people that are living in these homes. You've got the animals that are being either killed or, you know, take off, because, you know, animals kind of do that.
They're
losing
right.
income. They're losing their livelihood, Mike. But that sounds like infrastructure. So, you know, in each of these states, I'm sure are getting tens of millions, hundreds of millions at this point, since the you're talking billions of
people.
Dollars. What about that for Mr. Abbott? To use some of that money. Have you talked to them about that yet, or is it on the
I
list?
I have. I walked into State Representative's office, Tracy King's office, with 20 people representing counties representing 20 counties in Texas. And they spoke to him, and we got their voices heard. And it was after Tracy King talked to Abbott, they declared the state of disaster in Texas the very next morning. We told him about the death of people that were being found on properties. We said that's not normal to be in a room of 400 people at the Brackettville border crisis rally and to ask them how many dead bodies have been found on your property. Four people raised their hands in that same room. Not common. The amount of damages are in the billions of dollars in Texas. We've had Family Bakery that had a smuggler lose control of his vehicle, drove right into the side of the building. They uncovered multiple dark bags of drugs in the back of that car. At a little league baseball game where kids are playing on the field, and I'm talking little kids, a Suburban hit the fence in La Pryor, Texas. 11 illegal immigrants ran out onto a ball field with little boys or little girls playing on the field. One of the fathers was in the stands as a Border Patrol agent. They are running and tackling illegal immigrants in the middle of a kid's T-ball game. This is unacceptable.
It's unbelievable.
And they're allowing this to happen. The Zeta cartel hijacked an ambulance from Laredo, Texas. That ambulance was driven on I-35 the wrong way and T-boned a state patrol officer and put him in ICU, and he was fighting for his life. I have not yet got an update from that individual because I don't know the right people to call, but that shouldn't have happened. But that officer's a hero. He used his car and his body to stop this guy, and they detained him. But at the same time, multiple instances like this are occurring around the city. Attempted hijackings in Uvalde, Texas at a HEB gas stop where a woman and her husband was simply getting gas. A black GMC pickup truck pulls up. The passenger jumps out, tries to get in her car. Her doors were locked while her husband was trying to pay for the gas. This was an attempted hijacking in the middle of the day, in the middle of town. The high-speed chases have cost multiple people their lives. Rollover incidents have occurred from people trying to avoid the tax strips when the DPS officers try to pop their tires. I actually have live footage of a high-speed chase passing a gentleman's truck at over 120 miles an hour. These kind of things are going through downtown. These illegal immigrants ran in an SUV in front of a concrete truck at an intersection when they didn't stop at a red light. 13 people's lives were taken, including a young little girl that was in the car. All 13 of them died. They were hit by a concrete truck simply because they didn't follow the traffic stops. Many of these people are not equipped to be Americans. There's a lot of folks who are coming here to find freedom. There is. The price that they're paying is they're being exploited every which way but Sunday. The women know when they're coming with the cartel being their transport. We find their clothes and we find birth control pills because they know the chance of them getting raped is extremely high. We interviewed a lady from Cuba. This one was heart-wrenching. She had a 5-year-old, 7-year-old, and a toddler. She told us that she witnessed multiple women being chained to a tree, gang-raped all night, and she had to hold her little kids in the weeds and cover their ears so they didn't have to hear the screams all night. These things are happening today. They're happening on the Mexican side of the border. And just last week, one of my friends who's a journalist got video of a 13-year-old girl being raped, full video released to the Mexican authorities. She was drugged in the woods by her hair. And most of these women that are being raped do not come to America. They're either being murdered or sold into sex trafficking. This needs to stop.
You know what I want to do?
It's being covered up.
Yeah, Mike, I want to put things in perspective here. I want people to listen to the soundbite from Comrade Guadalcamala Heels Up Harris so that if they have any questions as to why this is going on, I want them to listen to this. It's less than a minute. Because that will make you realize this is the person in charge, and this is why it totally makes sense as to why it's happening. So hang on while I play this.
Okay. Do you have any plans to visit the border?
At some point, you know, we are going to the border. We've been to the border. So this whole thing about the border, we've been to the border. We've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. And I don't understand the point that you're making.
Why not visit the border? Why not see what Americans are seeing in this crisis?
Well, we are going to the border. We have to deal with what's happening at the border. There's no question about that. That's not a debatable point. But we have to understand that there's a reason people are arriving at our border.
See, she thinks it's funny. She thinks it's funny that he's asking these questions. She also thinks it's beneath her. Right, to do anything.
The reason they're coming to the border is because they're telling them to come.
Oh, yeah.
They're influencing
them
to come. They have shirts on
that
say, Biden, please, please help me. That's what the kids' shirts say. No child should be crossing the border by themselves in the state of Texas.
Let's put it this way, Mike. The shirts had to come from somewhere, okay? So somebody had to make the shirts. I don't think there's a printing company somewhere on the other side of the border in Mexico making shirts and selling them to the illegals so they have them when they cross. The money that make the shirts came from the NGOs and the Catholic Charities and all those other groups that are part of this whole problem and this whole system that has created more money flow into their little grubby hands. So this literally, as we've said, it's by design, and this is what they're trying to do. But it It is just the stories of what's going on need to be shared so that the people that are still clueless that think this is just because people want freedom. And even if they did, this is not the process. This is not how it works. You just don't walk across or you don't get shuttled across and then you get to show up here and have all the benefits.
Right.
No, you wait in line like everybody else. You go through the front door and the entire border should be shut down. We are closed. It's like when the Griswolds went to the, when the Griswolds went to a Wally World. And the park was closed. That's us. You know, the moose out front should have told you the USA is closed right now because it's literally under construction. So, you know, it's for the people that have heard these stories and they're feeling helpless, because we all are at this point who know the stories. The ones who haven't heard it,
right.
I hope that they are listening for the first time, digesting, and they're getting all fired up like the rest of us. At least you're trying to make a difference from a solution standpoint when it comes to creating an entire strategy with enforcing security, but you're running into
yes.
blockades. At least you got it approved
yes.
in the courts, but then you turn and ask for the money and the Governor Abbott says, no, thank you. I need to give that money to the illegal aliens and buy them all of these benefits, and they need new clothes and you know, $1,400 among a laundry list of things. So,
sure.
And at least you're trying to raise money through your nonprofit organization, Warriors for Ranchers, in order to help repair the damage that was done so that these ranchers can get back to business. They're losing income and obviously they don't feel safe. So you're having security out there and that's not cheap. So what do you want from the American people? What do you want them to do from a take action standpoint?
Three things. I have a three-part solution for each person. Number one, your voice does matter. If you're sitting on your couch or in your car and you're listening to the show, God bless you for listening to Michelle, because I'm going to tell you, you are blessed to have such an amazing person who's willing to make a platform for a lot of people to come together. But I want to tell you guys, I'm a father, I'm a rancher, I'm a person that decided to say, hey, I've had enough, and I'm going to do something. And when you do something and take action and you get other people involved, that's number one. Because you're going to make a difference. As we were listening to Eli and he was talking about setting goals in mindset, it's very important, because that simple thing he's talking about, mentoring, he's a mentor coach, a health coach, and a mind coach. Make a goal each day to make a difference. And if you didn't get a difference today, set a goal to make a better one tomorrow. Those things work, and that's exactly how I start moving forward with my everyday. What can I do different today that I didn't do yesterday that's going to really make a difference? Number two, surround yourself with greatness. Find those people with like values who want to make a difference with you. And three, have a plan. Is if you're going to stand up and you're going to make a difference and you surrounded yourself with people who will, then you guys come together. Find who has the strengths in speaking, who has the strengths in writing, and who has the audacity to get up and do something. There's going to always be that one person who's going to go a step further than the next, and use them. Those people are powerful, but make sure that you equip them with data that's been vetted. Not everything out there is going to be correct and true. Make sure you vet this information out and that you're given details. Never add or subtract from what's truthful. It's very important. If you're going to do this, you do it with truth. The only way we are going to win this country back is with Jesus Christ in the center. Our country was founded on Judeo principles. Pray with your people. Because when we bring God back into the scenario, we will get our country back.
Amen to that, my friend. You know, people want fighters. And one of the core values of leadership is courage, and courage is contagious. So if you don't know of a movement that's starting in your area, well, then you need to start it. Step up to the plate and start it. You can always contact Mike. He'll give you some advice, and especially if you're down at the border there in Texas, he's pretty well dialed in to who's being very proactive and kind of taking charge when the long arm of the law has failed us, the politicians, the elected elite has failed us. So I encourage you to reach out to him and check out the Warriors for Ranchers. If you got a little extra money, you might want to make a donation. No, there's nothing wrong with that. But we want to help them out And what we're going to do is we're going to add him as one of our platinum partners. We're going to add him as one of our nonprofit partners that's out there fighting for freedom and helping protect the kids. This child sex trafficking thing is going to is huge already, which means it's only getting bigger.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, we know that from Mitzi Perdue, one of our favorite partners over, and she's the nonprofit organization, Win This Fight to Stop Human Trafficking. It's a $150 billion a year business. That was last year's numbers. So I can only imagine what the numbers are going to be this year because they got more inventory. They got more product to move people. So we're going to add them on our marketplace platform so that when anyone purchases any of the products or services of the 57 well-known websites and brands that are on our marketplace, their companies are donating 2 to 20% of your total purchase to our nonprofit partners. And we're going to add Warriors for Ranchers as one of them so we can help make a difference in people's lives in these communities because people that are in charge of the money and the law aren't doing it. So we're gonna step up to the plate, and I'm encouraging everyone to go check out the website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, because like the Take Action tab, or you can just go right to the marketplace. That'll get you over there. There's all kinds of great stuff. There's patriotic products. You need your patriotic gear. Of course, one of our big partners is MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Just use promo code HOME, H-O-M-E. For everything you buy, 20%. Mike Lindell stepping up to the plate, 20% of everything that you get at MyPillow. If you use our promo code HOME, H-O-M-E, it's going to go to these nonprofits that are doing incredible work. Miller over at Warriors for Ranchers. Tell all your friends, go buy some stuff. Make sure you check out our marketplace before you go direct to any of these websites. You'll never pay more than if you went direct, and you usually get a nice little discount. So community-powered philanthropy. We all work together. We can solve the problems that the government is creating and the ones they choose not to resolve. So, Mike, is there anything else that you want to share or promote? I got to wrap it up. I got to be off here in a minute or two.
You bet. If you guys want to find us on Facebook, find us at Warriors for Ranchers. And you can visit our website at warriorsforranchers.com. Michelle, God bless you. God bless you for adding us to your nonprofit partnership and all the good work that you're doing. And I want everybody to know that I'm not doing this for likes and I'm not doing this for follows. I'm doing this because I care about Texas and I care about America. And just like you said, I fought for this country and I'm not done. And I can use new warriors every single day. And there's a lot of people who don't want to speak out. And please let them know. They can go to Warriors for Ranchers. They can send me a private message. Tell me their story, and I don't have to drop their name. I can get their story out there because their voice matters. And they may not want to be one of those people that come out and show their face or tell their story. But if they want the story known, please call me, tell me. If they're collecting video data, no matter where you're at in the United States, if you have video of these buses and these children being smuggled, send me the video, send me the pictures, tell me the date. Through these type of things, we can expose these evildoers, and that's what we need to do.
And also, I'm going to add, if you know about any of these hotels, then let Mike know. He's going to keep track so that he could share it with more social and media influencers to get the word out. So report anything to him that you think is of value when it comes to the illegal aliens and the border, and it will be kind of like the central processing system. And of course, as many stories that you can give, testimonials, he will remove the name, so you don't have to worry about that. But the more stories of real incidences is going to make a difference here.
And my influence has reached political figures that can make a difference in our country. Not just influencers, but political figures who can make a difference. And just like Governor DeSantis is sending people from Florida to help protect Texas, and Nebraska is sending patrols to help protect Texas. And God bless these patrol officers and these men and women in uniform who stand up and fight for our country. I just want that to be said, that each and every one of them has my love and my support and my prayers.
And we need to show the support from the American people. And then once they realize the law is on their side, if they have the American people's support and they have the law on their side, which most of them have been told by their attorneys, which I shared earlier, that they don't, then they can actually stand up and do what needs to be done. The sheriffs will then have the courage, and they will have, pun intended, the ammunition in order to do what needs to be done. So we need to step up as Americans and let them know that we want things to immediately change, since they know that the law is on their side rather than what their attorneys are telling them. I shouldn't tell you that. connect the dots on that one, everybody, then we can solve the problem. Just we the people. Just crazy that we're having to do this and still pay taxes. And then it's like, why are we paying taxes if we're having to solve all these problems ourselves? And of course, you know, come up with private funds in order to do these things when there's trillions of dollars swirling around in an infrastructure package. Unbelievable, Mike. But you're doing incredible work. I admire you. I respect you for doing it, standing up, taking a bunch of crap from people, but that's just part of the deal, you know, and it bounces off of you because you're literally doing God's work. You're doing amazing things. Look forward to having a conversation here this week so we can get this platinum partnership in motion, get the nonprofit rocking and rolling on the marketplace platform. And thank you so much for everything that you're doing. You're risking everything. So we'll talk about when we have you back on with some updates. Keep doing what you're doing.
Dangerous. Three photojournalists have been murdered this month doing what I'm doing.
Wow.
It is a very dangerous thing that we're doing. And that article is, I will post that. Well, it's posted on Warriors for Ranchers, the three photojournalists that have lost their lives.
This month. Wow.
Just this month. Yes, ma'am. So just continue to pray for my safety, pray for my discernment, and pray for safe passage because I'm doing this because I care, but it's very dangerous what we're doing.
Oh, God, yeah. This is just insane. So prayers to you and wow, you're doing great stuff. Thank you. And you and I will chat this week and we'll get you on the books again for coming back on for some updates. So thanks again. Mike Miller, Warriors for Ranchers, a veteran through and through forever, fighting for the country never ends. Thanks, Mike. You have a great day.
You too, sweetheart. God bless you.
Oh, God bless you and God bless the USA, not the elected elites, but God bless the people in it. So, all right, it's 1:56. I got to wrap this up. Incredible interview. It's stories. It's the stories. It's reality, people. That's what's going on. It's going on here. It's going on here, too. We're going to get you some more of those stories. But again, the Arizona citizens can stop the border crisis because the politicians, the elected elites are not doing it. And the attorneys are giving bad advice to the sheriffs. Patty was down there this weekend, talked to a couple sheriffs, and we're like, well, if you can, basically they're saying, if you can prove what you're saying is correct, she's like, it's the U.S. Constitution, you can read it right here, then we can do something. Because they're being told they can't. They're being told it is a federal issue, can't do anything. And that's not the case. So, direct, we're going to make this work, but I need everybody that's listening in Arizona to go sign those two corrective action notices. And you can email them in. It takes 5 minutes to do this. And then Patty's going to deliver them to Doug Ducey, one of the worst governors in a red state in the country. Just go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Click the Take Action tab and then go to the page that says petitions to sign. There's a big graphic there. Just keep it simple. Always on the petitions to sign page. We're going to be loading that up with more petitions. You don't have to print it or anything. It's very specific instructions. Easy. 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Is your freedom worth 5 minutes? I think so. So go do that today. Do that today. And this isn't what needs to happen in other states. So I'm going to send that information over to Mike, see what they can do in their area. Got to give the support to law enforcement that actually wants to do something, show them that we're behind them, and they can take matters into the legal stages of what's next. So it is 1:58. I am way, way, way over. The information was too valuable, so I hope you enjoyed it. Please share this show, share this platform with your friends, family, and contacts. Incredible information to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. Wednesday, big show, huge, huge show. My very special guest is Dr. Christiane Northrup. She will be on Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Been following her since 2006. I'm a huge fan. I met her when I was in Tulsa. So I got to spend, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes talking to her. She's an incredible presenter. And if you haven't watched any of her videos, just Google her. I haven't added her specifically to our must-follow Patriots yet, but I'm going to do that so you can go directly to her website. But if you want to find out more of our not only platinum partner, but must follow people, groups, companies, and organizations. Those are the ones who are giving you the messages that matter, the ones that you need to know about, the take action groups you can join, the resources to do make a difference in everything, not only business, we're talking community, and information. You need COVID information. You want some facts. You want some vaccine facts because, you know, it's not a vaccine. Then all of that information's there. So go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the Take Action tab, and then you will see Patriots Must Follow, huge list of organizations, groups, and companies and people. And also check out the tabs. There's a COVID tab. Look what's underneath that. It's like magic, magic. All right, I'm not going to go into detail because I got to run. So I just wanted you to make sure you tune in Wednesday. Obviously, I want you to tune in at 12 o'clock when the show starts so you can listen to the five guests with their seven-minute segments for their tips and takeaways. But the big headliner, Dr. Christiane Northrup, will be on joining me shotgun in the soapbox at 1 p.m. Pacific time. That's this Wednesday. Talk about a way to close out the month. You want some truth bombs? You want a reality check? So it's time to renew our faith, restore our republic, rebuild our economy, reopen America 100%. Remember, once you commit, everything changes. There are no conspiracies and there are no coincidences. And you're going to hear a lot of conspiracies over the next couple of weeks. None of it's true. None of it's true. Lots of election fraud. It's all coming out. So much more. Like you said, just turn off that mainstream media. Turn off any news on social media. It's all propaganda. Remember, this is a political propaganda pandemic. It was never an issue at the level they said. There's a bigger picture behind it. We talk about that on the show all the time. You want to get the real news. You want to get the real information. You want the truth. Guess where it is? Our website, Take Action tab. There's a page that says Patriotic Media, the truth. They're all there. You buzz into all the headlines, click on all the graphics. All of the players in the game are listed there. You're in and out in 15 minutes. Get you the truth. Go check that out. EverythingHomeResourcePlatform.com. Just wanted to remind you, courage, conviction, and common sense are contagious. I hope you leave your common sense caps on all day. Sleep in them. Oh, yippers, people. It's going to be a bumpy ride. Special thank you to all of our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Their information, their episodes, and their shows are listed on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Please tune in Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific time, 5 guest 7-minute segments. Another Nooner with me, our purpose-driven partner segment. Tons of tips and with takeaways, and our big headliner at 1 p.m. in my soapbox, Dr. Christiane Northrup. Thank you for tuning in. Please, again, share this show, share this platform with your friends, families, and contacts. Join our community, follow us on social media, and engage, right? Tell us who you want to hear from. Subscribe on the Rumble. Join the newsletter. Get around the censorship. If you don't find posts from us on social media, it's because we're being censored. So the best way to get around it is to join our newsletter. Everything's on the homepage. There's a big graphic there. And, of course, in the lower right-hand corner of every page on the website and even on your phone, it says join the newsletter. Click on that. We'll be sharing updates with all of our partners, including what's going on with Mike Miller, Warriors for Ranchers. So you can see a lot of information on all of our partners listed in our newsletter. So that way you have literally one location for all the information. Make it easier for you to get the resources that you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. Hope this was awakening moment for everybody. Put things into perspective. Now go take action on what we shared today. You can start by going to the Take Action tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, and start with Patriots Must Follow. Look at the organizations, look at the people, look at the groups, join a few of them for what you want out of your life and your community and your business. All right. You can make it a great day. We'll be back on Wednesday. Big show. Let them do a little God Bless America. And we got to go. We got to go. Go make it a great day because you deserve it. Like Biden says, he whispers, go make a great day because you deserve it.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I'd thank my lucky stars to be living here today. The flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.